authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome to Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, and welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we're getting set for game two in a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers at 26-26 and the 25-26 Mississippi Braves. Jim Blake with you throughout the night here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Last night, the series opener was a wild one between these two teams. The Shuckers fell 9-8 in a game that saw 17 combined runs, 25 combined hits between the two teams, and they also combined for 10 extra base hits. It was a back-and-forth game through the first five innings, and then the Braves came alive. Five runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers would get one back in the sixth and have a couple different opportunities to try and tie it up. But the Braves pitching staff, especially the back end of the bullpen, Victor Bodnik, Jake McSteam, and Kyle Wilcox held Biloxi at bay in a 9-8 series opening win. Shuckers coming today, tied for second place in the Southern League South Division, tied with Montgomery, six games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos with 17 games to go in the first half. Right behind those two teams are the Braves in fourth place, but 6.5 games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for first place in the Southern League South Division. Shuckers have been swinging a hot bat. One of the guys who's been swinging a real hot one is Felix Valerio, who we'll talk to as our pregame interview today. We'll talk a bit about the hot stretch and a bit about what it's been like in Biloxi, second year in a row, and looking back at his time in the Brewers organization since getting traded over from the Mets in 2019. That comes your way next before a 6:35 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
You're all
Two of six between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves from Trustmark Park. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Lake. We're joined by Felix Valerio alongside Luis Contreras, who will be helping out today as the translator. Guys, thanks much for joining us. Felix, muchas gracias por el tiempo.
Hola. Thank you.
You've been on a massive hot streak, Felix. It has seemed like every time anyone's turned around, you're getting a hit. How much fun has it been over the past couple of days with all the hits racking up?
Okay, has tenido una racha bastante buena con el bate. ¿Cómo te has sentido? ¿Qué has hecho distinto? ¿Y cómo se siente estar así?
I feel good because I'm working this in the off season, and me siento muy bien ahora porque ahora estoy teniendo los resultados que he querido tener.
Okay, I'm feeling pretty good right now because I worked in the offseason to get to this point and I'm seeing the results finally.
How about breaking the bat at the end of BP yesterday and then all of a sudden you're a triple shy of the cycle or a home run shy of the cycle by the ninth inning?
Okay, ¿cómo te sentiste ayer que partiste el bate en el último swing del BP y te faltó el home run nada más para la escalera? ¿Qué se siente?
No, yo me sentí mal por el bate porque con ese bate yo iba a venir bateando todo el día. Pero, y me sentí muy bien en el juego ayer. En el último turno estaba buscando el ciclo, pero me dieron base por bola.
I feel bad for the bat because that was a bat that was keeping like on the streak. But at the same time, I had a good game yesterday. I was looking for that homer at the end, the last of that, but unfortunately I got the walk. Well, not unfortunately, but I wanted to hit the homer that put us in this, like, ahead in the score. But no, man, feeling good.
You've put in a ton of extra work this year. A lot of time before BP, getting the extra work, working on a couple things with the swing. And you're seeing a lot of success. How good does it feel to have that extra work paying off?
Okay, he hecho mucho extra work antes y después de los juegos, cogiendo rolling, bateando, haciendo swings extra. ¿Cómo se siente eso? ¿Lo haces normalmente? ¿Te gusta hacerlo? Y bueno, ya está viendo el resultado con eso.
Me gusta hacerlo, me gusta hacer swing. Siempre me ha gustado hacer swing porque siempre me ha gustado batear. Y ahora me siento mejor que estoy teniendo los resultados que he querido y ahora lo voy a hacer con más gusto.
Okay. That's what I like. I like to hit. I like to swing the bat. So I've always been a hard working on that side of the ball. I try to get as many swings as possible, obviously staying healthy. And I'm happy because now I'm seeing the results. And now I'm enjoying more doing that extra work.
One of the big things, too, is you've seen a lot of success here in 2023 with your second year here in Biloxi. What's been the key to that success?
Has tenido más éxito ahorita en el 2023, en tu segundo año aquí en Biloxi. ¿Cómo te sientes con eso? ¿Cuál ha sido la clave para eso?
Me siento muy bien. Vine con la mente de que quiero salir rápido de aquí y seguir avanzando en mi carrera y llegar lo más rápido posible a Grandes Ligas. Y estamos trabajando en eso día tras día.
I came with the mentality of putting all the work here to be able to leave like this level as soon as possible and reach the big leagues as soon as possible. And thank God the results are starting to come by, and I feel like I'm pretty good with it.
You were traded to the Brewers organization in 2019 from the Mets. What's it been like the last couple of years in the Brewers organization?
Te cambiaron de los Mets para los Brewers en el 2019. ¿Cómo se siente los últimos años aquí con los Brewers?
Bueno, cuando llegué fue un poquito difícil porque compañero nuevo, entrenadores nuevos. Pero cuando jugué mi primer año, me sentí muy bien, me trataron bien. Y desde entonces me han tratado muy bien. He tenido buenos compañeros, buenos amigos, buenos managers. Y me siento muy bien aquí en este equipo.
When I got traded, it was a little bit difficult at the beginning, like every new beginning, because new managers, new coaches, new friends. So it took a little bit for me to get used to, but as soon as I had my first season, like, everything started like to get better, and I feel pretty comfortable. I made friends, I knew like new persons, new manager, new coaches, and I'm pretty happy with what I'm right now.
What's been your favorite part?
¿Cuál ha sido tu parte favorita?
De los Brewers.
De los Brewers, aquí
mi compañero y me gusta cómo trabajan aquí, me siento muy bien, me dan la libertad de jugar tranquilo y me siento bien con eso.
First, like my teammates, the friends that I made here, and I really like the way that the Brewers work out and like their bases. They let me play the ball like with freedom and just go out there and do my job and I feel I need to do it.
Felix, muchas gracias por el tiempo. Tio, muchas gracias. This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Embraves at 6:35. Big thank you to Felix Valerio for joining us for today's pregame interview alongside Luis Contreras, who's really taken on the role of Tio. That's uncle in Spanish to a lot of these Latin guys on the Shuckers roster. There's a lot of them. A couple of them will be in the lineup today, and one of them is from the same country as Contreras. We talked with Contreras about the seven different Venezuelans on the roster. Well, a couple of them in the matchup tonight. Centurio will be in center. Jefferson Caro is set to start behind the plate. And the righty, Christian Mejias, is on the hill. He is 2-3 with a 5.40 ERA. 10 appearances, 8 starts so far. 45 innings pitched, 19 walks, and 57 strikeouts with opponents hitting .218 against him. On the other side of things, it's the righty, Alan Rangel, who makes his 12th career start against Biloxi tonight. This year, he's 1-5 with a 4.22 ERA. Makes his 10th start on the year. 42 2/3 innings, 16 walks, and 51 strikeouts. Top of the lineup for Biloxi, Tyler Black, Jackson Churio, Jefferson Caro's in the 3 spot, Wes Cork's behind him. Felix Valerio has been bumped up in the order. He's in the 5 spot. Then it's Tristan Lutz, Freddy Zamora, Carlos Rodriguez, and Ethan Murray. On the other side of things, Cal Connolly leads it off. Justin Dean bats second. Luke Waddell's behind him. Then it's Jesse Franklin the 5th. Andrew Lugbauer. Back half of the order goes Javier Valdez, Kane Bunnell, Bo Phillip, and Landon Stevens. Something to look out for. First batter of the ball game is about to be Tyler Black. Tyler Black enters today with a 27-game on-base streak, tied with Cooper Hummel for the longest on-base streak in Shuckers franchise history. A hit today, a walk today, or being hit by a pitch today etches Black as the longest, man with the longest on-base streak in Shuckers franchise history. He'll lead it off against Rangel when we return. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for First Pitch. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEV Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Drive and snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pit. And that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro. A terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives. Got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Three, swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javon Blake.
Welcome inside the 53rd game of the Biloxi Shuckers season, and the Shuckers getting set for game two of six in a series against the Mississippi Braves from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, just a couple miles away from the state's capital in Jackson. David Blake alongside you throughout the night. The Shuckers come in today at 26-26 on the year. The Braves come in at 25-26. It's the Shuckers, the Biscuits, and the Braves all bunched up for second, third, and fourth place in the Southern League South Division. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos have started to run away with being six games up on the Shuckers, Biscuits, and six and a half up on the Braves, with 17 games to go here in the first half of the regular season. Alan Ron held the righty against the start for the Braves, 1-5 with a 4.22 ERA. Makes his 10th start of the year. Tyler Black, left-handed bat, leads it off for Biloxi. Black hitting .236 this year. The big thing right now, he steps into the box and digs in at the very back of it with a 27-game on-base streak. First pitch of the night, misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. First pitch time, 6:36. The 1-0 delivery. Black fouls it back, and the count evens, one ball and one strike. Black's 27-game on-base streak tied with Cooper Hummel for the longest in Biloxi Shuckers franchise history. The 1-1 delivery. Takes up high and inside. Count goes to 2-1. Ron Helms thrown 42 2/3 innings this year. 16 walks, 51 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .212 against him. The 2-1 delivery. Black waves and misses. The bat goes flying towards the dugout. Hits off the front railing. And the count evens 2-2. Jefferson Caro grabs it. Wes Clark holds up the pine tar. Black says he's all good. Beautiful night for baseball here at Trustmark Park. 74 degrees and cloudy at first pitch. Sun's starting to peek through. Ron Hell sets. Delivers to the lefty, Black. Takes away and the count goes full. Black sets the record with a walk, being hit by a pitch, or a hit. Counts at 3-2. The pitch home. Swings and lines it into center field for a base hit. Black's reached base in 28 consecutive games and stands all alone as the longest on-base streak in Biloxi Shuckers franchise history. A 92-mile-an-hour line drive single back into center. Reaches base, and it brings up the righty Jackson Churio. The pitch home. Black's off to second. Churio hammers it down the right field line. Stevens tails after it towards the warning track in foul territory, and it drops down out of play. Count goes still in one. Black back at first, the longest on-base streak in Biloxi Shuckers franchise history. And it takes all of one at-bat here today to get to 28. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up high, goes to the backstop by Valdez. Blocks off to second on the wild pitch. Javier Valdez is behind the plate today. Cain Bunnell's at first. Bo Phillips at second. Cal Connolly's at short. Luke Waddell's at third. Outfield from left to right. Jesse Franklin the fifth. Justin Dean and Landon Stevens. Ron Hell delivers. Misses up and away. And the count goes to 2-1. Churio hitting 256 this year. Ron Hell delivers. Churio whips it into center. Dean's under it. Makes the catch. Black tags. Bluffs to third. It goes back to the second base bag. First down of the game. Brings up the righty. Emerson Carroll. Caro digs in from the right side against the righty Ron Howell. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Pitch off the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Caro's hitting 262 this year. Team leading 9 homers and a 309 OBP. Delivers home. Blocks off to third. Caro hammers it. Deep to left. Franklin can't find it. Tails over towards the line. Black goes back to second. Now it drops down for a base hit. Caro strides in the second. Black comes home. It's a weird and wacky double, but it plays the first run of the night for Biloxi, and they lead it 1-0. Caro hit it deep to left. Franklin lost it as soon as it went up. Black scrambled around because he didn't know Franklin was going to find it. Also, just an update, Javier Valdez is not behind the plate. The pitch home. Pitch misses low and the count goes to 1-0. We're told that's Tyler Tolvey who's behind the plate. Tolvey was the catcher last night. Late lineup switch. The pitch home. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery to Clark. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Clark takes low and the count goes to 3-1. Von Hell steps off. Now steps back on. Carroll off second. 1-0 Biloxi here in the first inning. Ron Hell delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. Count goes 4. Second 3-2 pitch of the inning. Misses low. Draws a walk, puts runners on first and second with one away. He brings up the righty Felix Valerio. And already brings out pitching coach Bo Henning to the mound. It's been a great first inning for the Shuckers. Bit of a tough first for Ron Hell. He's retired just one of the first four batters. now faces Felix Valeri, who's been one of, if not the hottest hitter in the entirety of the Southern League. Home plate umpire Caleb Barton walks out to break things up. First base umpire tonight is Kyle Stutz, and at third base is Stephen Hunkins. By the way, another defensive change, Luke Waddell is now at second. Bo Phillip is at third. The pitch home misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. So a couple of late changes to the M Braves lineup. Ron Hell's 1-0 delivery. Valerio rolls it on the ground to third. Phillip grabs it, goes to Waddell at second for one, turns the first in time for a double play. But not before history's made, and Jefferson Caro drives in the man who makes history. Shuckers get one run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Through a half inning of play, Christian Mejias goes to the hill with a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers break.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Of the first inning, Christian Mejias out to the mound for Biloxi. Right-handed arm, he's already been gifted a 1-0 lead. Jacob Blake back with you from Trustmark Park in Pearl. Shuckers got one in the top of the first inning. Thanks to an RBI double from Jefferson Caro, who's behind the plate. Cal Conley leads things off for this M Braves lineup. The righty Mejias, who set make his 11th appearance and 9th start here in 2023. His first pitch of the day comes home. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 93, and the count goes to 0-1. Mejias delivers. Misses low. Count evens, 1-1. Mejias this year, 2-3 with a 5.40 ERA in 45 innings. He's been a big strikeout guy, 57-45 over a strikeout Brennan. The pitch home, wave and a miss, fastball up high. Count goes to 1-2. Switch hitter in from the left side against the righty Mejias. Deep breath, now delivers. Fastball called, strike three at the knees. 95 on the gun. Strikes out Conley. First down, brings up the righty Justin Dean. Justin Dean bad second in the order. Luke Waddell's behind him. And it's Jesse Franklin, the fifth, and Drew Lugbauer. Tyler Torvey is behind Lugbauer. Then it's Bunnell, Bo Phillip, and Landon Stevens. The first pitch misses low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Payne hitting 241 this year. Mejias delivers. Misses up and in. Goes to 2-0. Mejias' 2-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball inside corner at 94. Count goes to 2-1. Mejias stands on the hill, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds out of Valencia, Venezuela. The 2-1 pitch, curveball. Called strike two on the inside corner. Caro behind the plate completes the all-Venezuelan battery. The 2-2 delivery. Misses low and a curveball. Count goes full. He stares in. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first inning. The pitch misses away. After a strikeout, it's a walk to start things off. And Braves offense brings up the lefty with one out. Checkers lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Just underway here in game two of a six-game set. Checkers fell last night in the opener 9-8 in a wild offensive game between these two teams. The pitch to Waddell. Misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Waddell this year hitting 286 with a 439 OBP. He's been on base a ton early on. The pitch home. Called strike inside corner at 93. Count evens 1-1. This is an M-Braves team that's quietly heated up in a big way. Enter today with a four-game win streak. The 1-1 delivery. Lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. They won 4 of 6 last week against the Birmingham Barons. Drew a ton of walks. Drew over 40 walks in the six-game series, played at a ton of runs, then came back home and put up 9 in the series opener last night. Mejias steps off. Waddell steps out. The 1-2 delivery. Tips it in and out of Caro's glove. Count stays at 1-2. Checkers lead it 1-0. Got that one run on a bloop double that Jesse Franklin lost in the sun. Down the left field line, back in the top of the first inning. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Pulls the string on it. Throws him a curveball, and Waddell swings over it. Two away, one on. Brings up the left hand, hitting Jesse Franklin the fifth. Jesse Franklin hitting 235 this year, 2 homers, 9 driven in with a 303 OBP. The pitch home. Called strike one. 86 mile an hour curveball low. Mejias has been good. First couple of batters. A lot of whiffs so far. The 0-1 delivery. Lifted out to left center field. Jackson Churio's after it towards the warning track. Rodriguez Lutz is after it as well, and it takes one hop, gets over the wall. And it goes as a ground rule double. Dean stops at third. Franklin gets in the second. Extends his hit streak to 9 straight. And brings up the lefty, Drew Ugbauer. Gives us a chance to set the defense today for Biloxi. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. Jackson Churio's in center. Tristan Lutz patrols left. Tyler Black's at third. Freddie Zamora in action for the first time since last Wednesday. is at short. Ethan Murray's at second. Wes Clark's at first. We've met Jefferson Caro, who's behind the plate. Brings up the lefty, Drew Lugbauer. Franklin at second. Dean at third. 1-0 Biloxi, top of the first inning. Mejias delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. It's one of those things where if you're Mejias, you have to be very careful with where you dot pitches to Lugbauer. 255 hitter, 11 homers, 37 driven in, and a league-leading 960 OPS. Mejias delivers. Ground ball, chopped first base side, foul. Count evens at 1-1. Lugbauer homered last night. Three-run homer in the third inning. Put the M Braves up 4-2 at the time. There's a restaurant that sits just outside of the right field wall. Parked it over the top of it. The 1-1 delivery. Lugbauer takes inside. Caro blocks it up. Can't find it. Squeaks right through Lugbauer's legs. Caro pounces on top of it. Everybody stays put. Counter, two balls and one strike with two away. Sheckers lead it 1-0. Mejias delivers. Wave and a miss. Two-seam fastball at 91. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Mejias is a guy who throws just about everything. If you count the four-seam and the two-seam fastball, he's got six pitches. The 2-2 delivery. Rolled on the ground, right side of the infield. Murray grabs it at second, fires to Clark at first, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Shuckers lead it 1-0 after one. The end of the second. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers radio.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Right-handed hitting Tristan Lutz starts it off for Biloxi against the righty Alan Ronhell. It was a bit of a tricky first inning to get through. Allowed a run and an RBI double. Pitch home. Lutz takes strike one in the inside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Lutz takes low, but it's a called strike. Count goes to 0-2. Lutz this year hitting .237 with a .392 OBP. Ronhell delivers. Lutz takes slow. It bounces into Tolby's chest protector. Count at 1-2. Ron Hell stares in, now kicks and fires. Let's take slow. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ron Hell, a 25-year-old out of Hermosillo in Mexico. Top 30 Braves prospect at the moment. 2-2 delivery. Fastball misses off the outside corner. And the count goes full. The pitch home. Lutz chops it on the ground. Foul. Third base side towards the M-Braves dugout. Count it. 3 balls and 2 strikes with nobody out. Freddy Zamora stands on deck. The pitch home. Curveball. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. First strike out of the day for Ron Hell. This time he gets Lutz looking. And it brings out the righty Freddy Zamora.
Now back to the starters, number 2, Freddy Zamora.
Real good sign to see Zamora back in the Shuckers lineup. First pitch to him. This is up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. He was involved in a nasty collision in the later innings last Wednesday. Him and Isaac Collins ran right into each other. 1-0 delivery. Fastball up high. Count goes to 2-0. Zamora was down on the ground for about 5 minutes before thankfully being able to walk off under his own power. 2-0 delivery. Curveball called strike 1. Was alert, conscious, never had to go to the hospital or anything, and a week later, he's back in the lineup. The 2-1 delivery. Zamora pokes it out to short right. Stevens comes on. Waddell goes out. Stevens slides and makes the catch. Nice sliding grab from Stevens. Had to go a long way to grab it. Two up, two down. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Shuckers lead it 1-0 in the top of the second. Rodriguez is the 8th hitter in the order. Digs in from the left side against the righty Ron Hell. Pitch home. Misses up and in. And goes to 1-0. The pitch. Rodriguez spins it down the left field line and dunks in for a base hit. Rodriguez charges around first. Franklin picks it up and lofts it back in towards the infield. Double clutched it. And it helps Rodriguez get a stand-up double. Second extra base hit of the day for Biloxi. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Very much a bloop double. 63 miles an hour off the bat. Rodriguez, quick to second, gets a double. Ethan Murray stands in from the right side. Ron Hell deliberately steps off. And that brings out the catcher, Tyler Tolvey. Gives us 10 seconds for station ID. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park. Javik Blake back with you. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Man on second with 2 away. Ron Hell delivers to Murray. Takes a pitch. Called strike 1. Rodriguez on second after a stand-up double. Blooped it down the left field line. The 0-1 delivery. Murray checks swing, fouls it off towards the Shuckers dugout. Deflects right near hitting coach Chucky Caulfield and his son, Braden. He just celebrated a birthday this weekend. Spending a couple weeks with dad in AA. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. 2 looking strikeouts in the inning. And it strains Rodriguez in that second. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Tyler Tolby steps in from the left side against the righty Christian Mejias. Drop to the bottom of the second inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0 over the Emeraves. Second game of a six-game set. The pitch home. Curveball. Called strike one in the outside corner. It was a roller coaster first inning for Mejias. Strikeout, walk, strikeout, double, ground out to end the inning. The 0-1 delivery to Tolby. Chops it foul ball, third base side. Count goes to 0-2. Tolby was a late addition to the lineup. Hitting 175 this year. The pitch home. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-2. Mejias delivers. Pops him up. Garrow stares at it. Shoots out of play behind home plate. Mejias delivers. Misses up high. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Another opportunity for Mejias to try and find his third strikeout of the night. He's got the strikeout stuff looking for him. 15 strikeouts in his last 2 starts. 2-2 pitch. Misses low. And the count goes to 3-2. Mejias takes a deep breath, now delivers. Chops it foul back to the screen. Count stays full at 3-2. Mejias comes set, first base side of the rubber, now delivers. Misses off the outside corner, ball 4. Trying to get him with a curveball. Second walk of the day allowed by Mejias. Now brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell. Shuckers lead it 1-0, bottom of the second inning. Mejias delivers. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Bunnell hitting 222 this year with a 328 OBP. Big problem, though, for Bunnell has been the strikeout rate. He struck out in 42% of his plate appearances. Mejias fires. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Tolvi off first.
Mejia fires. Line drive into right center field. Furio's over and it drops down for a base hit. Splits the gap and rolls to the wall. Toldy rounds third. The throw comes in to Zamora. Zamora fires it home. Clark cuts it off and Toldy stops halfway and goes back to third. A good relay from Biloxi. Keeps the M-Braves off the board. It's the second hit of the day for the M-Braves. Both of them have been doubles. Now runners at second and third with nobody out. Brings up the righty Bo Phillip and brings out Jefferson Caro to talk to Mejias. It's a hard hit ball, 111 off Bunnell's bat.
Now that's the Braves on third baseman, number nine, Bo Phillip.
Bo Phillip gets set to step in as Caro goes back behind the plate. Phillip hitting 219 this year. 314 OBP. Mejias delivers. Chopped on the ground, third base side foul. It goes 0-1. Minor fans, you could join in on our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Where you're tuning in from tonight? Again, that's 601-514-0776. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball popped up. First base side foul territory. Cork ranges over. Makes the catch. One out brings up the nine man in the order, Landon Stevens.
Now that is the Braves, our right fielder, number 18, Landon Stevens.
Bunnell's at second. Tolby's at third. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Stevens, the nine man in the order. He's hitting 220 this year with a 351 OBP. Mejias comes set. Now delivers. Misses away with a curveball. Count evens, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Misses away. Gets by Caro. Mejias scrambles home. Here comes the runner. No throw. And we're tied up at one. Tolvi scores, Bunnell to third, and it goes as a wild pitch. The low throw, the low pitch that just squeaked out of Caro's glove and trickled never so slowly to the backstop. Count it, 2-1. The pitch to Stevens, misses away. Good job by Caro to block it up. Count goes to 3-1. Infield comes in for Biloxi. 1-1 in the bottom of the second inning. Top of the order due up next for the M-Braves. Mejias delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Count goes to 3-2. Sun continues to start to peek out as it's making its descent. Turning to a beautiful night here in Pearl. The 3-2 delivery. Curveball lifted off of Black's glove, who deflects it into foul territory down the left field line. Bunnell comes home. Stevens is into second with a weird and wacky double. The second wild one we've seen today. And it gives the M-Braves a 2-1 lead. That one deflected off Black's glove. A hard hit ball. But Black, when he leapt to grab it, punched it down the line. Stevens now at second. 2-1 M Braves. They've taken the lead in the bottom of the second inning. Mejias delivers. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Conley, switch hitter, in from the left side. Mejias delivers. Pops it up. Down the left field line. Lutz ranges over. Couple steps shy of the line. Makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Two away. Runner on second. Righty Justin Dean comes up.
Justin Dean.
Dean walked back in the first inning. It's been a lengthy second here for Mejias. First pitch. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. That was the 43rd pitch of the night for Mejias. Only 26 have been strikes. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball rolled on the ground. Black backhands it. Stumbles. Now gets to his feet. Fires a long way to first. A great pick from Clark. Ends the inning, and he gets a point from Mejias. It saves a run. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through two. 2-1 M Braves. Back after this, the Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Runs for the M Braves in the bottom of the second inning. The top of the order leads it off. Tyler Black, Jack Centurio, and Emerson Quiro. The three do up in the inning. Black, who just finished off the bottom half of the second with a dazzling play. Steps into the box from the left side against the righty Ron Hell. First pitch, curveball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Black singled in the first to extend his on-base streak to 28 games. Pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. That broke a tie between him and Cooper Hummel for the longest on-base streak in Shuckers franchise history. The 2-0 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. Black's reached base in every game. Third-year pitch comes home, called strike top of the zone. He's reached in every game over the past 41 days. Last time he did it was against the M Braves back on April 27th. The 3-1 delivery. Black swings and punches it foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 3-2. Today is June 7th. He's reached base in 43 of 44 games this year with Biloxi. 3-2 delivery. Misses up high, ball four. Black draws a walk. He's reached base twice today. Against a guy like Tolvi, where the Shekkers were 4-for-5 on stolen bases last night. Wouldn't it be too surprising to see the man who has 25 stolen bases this year tally a couple? Churio digs in from the right side. 2-1 Embraves. Check back to first. Black dives back in. It is a deep outfield shift from the Embraves right now. Jesse Franklin in the left is all the way back almost towards the warning track, but out towards right center. Pitch home to Churio. Blacks off to second. Churio lifts it in the air towards center. Dean can't find it. Now settles under it and makes the catch. Trying to deke out Black. Churio is retired for the first down. Brings up the righty Jefferson Kira. Kira doubled home Black back in the first inning. One of two extra base hits from Biloxi today. Ron Held delivers. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. Kira received some pretty fun news this afternoon. Baseball America released their new top 100 rankings. Check back to first. Black dives back in. Kira, who at the beginning of last month was the 98th best prospect in baseball by Baseball America, they shot him up the rankings. He's now up to number 66 in the top 100. 10th highest ranking out of any catcher on the list. Guy who's been lauded for his offensive ability this year. Check back to first. Long way to go, but Black's back in time. The big thing for Kira has always been, can the offensive side of things be as good as the defensive side of things? He's one of the very best defensive catchers in Double A. The 1-0 delivery. Blacks off to second. Kira pops it up to right. Stevens charges in on it. Black sprints back towards first. Even catches it. And Kira is retired for the second out. Two straight times, Black's tried to steal second. And there's been a fight. Brings up the righty Wes Clark. Shuckers trail it 2-1 here in the top of the third inning. Two outs. Tyler Black takes his lead off first. Ron Hell sets first base side of the rubber. Delivers home. Blacks off to second. Curveball misses up high. The throw to second. Not in time. Black's got his 26th stolen base of the year. Now one back of Nassim Nunez, who took the lead away from Black this past weekend in Biloxi. He's up to 27 this year. The 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss and a changeup. Count evens 1-1. Quirk walked back in the first inning. The pitch home. Chops it foul back to the screen. Count goes to 1-2. Tying run in scoring position for Biloxi. They trail it 2-1. Top of the third inning. Black off second. Ron Held delivers. Wave and a miss. Pitch down low. That ends the inning. Third strikeout today for Ron Held. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Shekkers have stranded four and trail it 2-1 through 2.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shekkers break your network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Shuckers Radio Network and Braves 2, Shuckers 1. It's a righty-lefty matchup to lead off the inning. Lefty's Luke Waddell at the plate, and the righty is Christian Mejias on the hill. First pitch here in the bottom of the third inning is lifted foul and a play behind home plate. And the count goes to 1-0-1. Luke Waddell, the 23rd prospect in the Braves system by Baseball America. Mejias delivers, pops it up, out towards short left. Freddy Zamora's out, gives way to Lutz, the left fielder, who makes the catch. Three straight retired by Mejias. Brings up the lefty, Jesse Franklin.
Now as the Braves, number 8, Jesse Franklin.
Franklin doubled to left back in the first inning. Mejias delivers. Called strike one in the outside corner. Franklin was a big part of that Michigan Wolverines team. Made it to the College World Series back in 2019. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball. Called strike two. He's drafted in the third round back in 2020. That was a Michigan team that made a miraculous run. Their head coach, Eric Backage, for the College World Series final. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball misses low. Count goes to 1-2. That was a Michigan team that went up against Vanderbilt. Had to face Kumar Rockert the year he no-hit Duke in the Super Regionals. Helped get Vandy to the College World Series. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 94. Two away. Brings up lefty Drew Lugbauer. Lugbauer stands in from the left side. And Braves lead it 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning with nobody on. Mejias delivers. Ground ball roped foul. Hops towards the Shuckers dugout. Count goes to 0-1. Lugbauer grounded out to second last time up. Freddy Mejias comes set. Bit of a shift on for Biloxi. The 0-1 delivery misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Everybody shifted over a couple steps towards first. Freddy Zamora is just about up the middle at short. Tyler Black's about 5 feet from where he'd usually play at third towards second. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Cutter inside corner. Goes to 1-2. And one ball and two strikes with two away. Mejias delivers. Curveball down low. Count it 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 away. And he is 1 good pitch away from getting out of the inning, recording his first 1-2-3 inning on the night. The righty sets, now delivers, battles it back. Count stays 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Gets him on a pitch down low, and it ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through three. Shuckers trail it by one. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair. Located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
Troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top 4 in Pearl. And Braves lead Biloxi 2-1. Felix Valerio leads it off from the right side against the righty Alan Ronhell. Enters his fourth inning of work for the Braves. First pitch, wave and a miss from Valerio. Count goes 0-1. Valerio's 0-1 today, grounded into a double play back in the first inning. Calls time and steps out. He's a fun guy to talk to today for our pregame interview. Ronhell delivers, misses low, bounces in the dirt. Count evens, 1-1. He was part of one of the wildest BP stories that's happened this year. Last swing of yesterday's BP session, he snapped his bat. Pitch home. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-1. The ball went about 330 feet. The barrel went 90 feet. It ended up at third base. The 2-1 delivery. Misses low. And the count goes to 3-1. He said he was a little sad at first when it broke because that has been the bat he's been using time and time again that's helped him ride such a hot streak. 3-1 delivery. Valerio lifts it in a left for a base hit. Franklin goes down to a knee and corrals it. Valerio rounds first. But Valerio said after going 3-for-4 yesterday, he felt a little better about it. Picks up a hit today, extends the hit streak to 3 in a row. Now 1-for-2 today. Brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. Valerio at first on as the tying run. Ronhell delivers. Misses low and the count goes to 1-0. Lutz struck out looking on a curveball back in the second inning. The pitch home. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. ball sets. Now the 2-0 delivery. Misses up high. Count goes to 3-0. Ronhell's done this a couple times before. Did this to Tyler Black in his last at-bat. Battled back, was able to get the count full. 3-0 delivery. Fastball pounds to the top of the zone for strike one. Lutz back in. Rocks the gray cleats with the road gray pants. The 3-1 delivery. Valerio's off to second. Pitch called the strike. The third of second's high and in the center. Valerio looks at it, finds the ball in center, scampers off the third. The throw, one hop, not in time. Valerio gets an extra base off the error. And the Shuckers now have the tying run 90 feet away. Valerio swipes second, gets to third on the E2. The count goes to 3-2 on the righty Tristan Lutz. That's Valerio's fourth stolen base of the year. Corners come in for the M-Braves. The 3-2 delivery. Lutz waves and misses. It pops out of Tolvey's mitt. Lutz off to first. Tolvey picks it up, fires quickly to first. Lutz retired. First out. Brings up Freddy Zamora. Zamora steps in from the right side. Rocks the bright yellow batting gloves. Infield comes all the way in for the M-Braves. Shuckers trail it 2-1. First pitch. Lines it down the first baseline, and it's a fair ball. Rolls towards the corner. Zamora rounds first. Stevens picks it up. Zamora stops it second with a stand-up double. Valerio scores, and the Shuckers tie it at 2 on an RBI double from Freddy Zamora. First game back in the lineup since Wednesday. Tallies himself an RBI.
Number 10, Carlos Rodriguez.
Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Shuckers have tied it at 2. Rodriguez doubled last time up. Check back to second. Zamora slides back in. Two Shuckers and M-Braves. A little bit of a lower scoring game than what we saw last night. The pitch home. Called strike outside corner. It goes to 1-1. By the way, that double, 6th of the year for Zamora. Drives in his 24th run. The 0-1 delivery. Spirals it down the left field line. Franklin's got a long way to go towards the line, and it drops down for a base hit. Rodriguez rounds first, dives into second, has 2 bloop doubles on the day, and the Shuckers have runners on second and third with one away. Rodriguez has 2 doubles. The first one was off the bat at 68 miles an hour. This one has an exit velo of 74. Dunkson in, gets a double, and it brings out the pitching coach, Bo Henning, to talk with Ron Hell. Ron Hell has truly just been on the receiving end of some bad luck tonight. It's not often you see one ball hit lower than 90 miles an hour get down for a double, much less 2 that don't come off the bat harder than 75 miles an hour. Home plate umpire Caleb Martin walks out to break things up. Shuckers have blooped their way to 4 doubles tonight. One away from tying their season high. Bigger thing is that Ethan Murray steps in from the right side. 2 runners in scoring position with 1 out. The Shuckers, chance to take the lead. First pitch, curveball. Gets by Tolvey, gets crossed up. Zamora comes home, and it's 3-2. Rodriguez to third. The pass ball scores Zamora. Just a rough defensive inning for the M-Braves continues. Tolvey was expecting fastball. Ron Hell threw a curveball. Hair got crossed up. leads to a Shuckers run. They lead it 3-2. Now with a bit of insurance, stands at third. The pitch home. Murray takes the way, and the count goes to 2-0. Murray struck out looking back in the second inning. Infield still in. The pitch misses high, and the count goes to 3-0. Tyler Black's on deck. Shuckers looking to get to the top in order for the third time tonight. The pitch home. Murray waves and misses at a fastball. Count goes to 3-1. The pitch home. Murray chops it foul to the screen. And the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Go-ahead run stands at third for Biloxi. The pitch. Swings and lifts it to left. Franklin goes back towards the warning track, sticks up the glove, makes the catch, and Rodriguez sprints on home. Shuckers lead it 4-2. Night 18th RBI of the year for Murray. Rodriguez scores. The Shuckers have scored 3 in the inning. And it brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. The pitch home. Black takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch popped up. Left field side. Conley, the shortstop, a long way out, makes the catch, and it ends the inning. The Shuckers strike 3 times. 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, and nobody left on base. We're through 3.5, 4-2 Biloxi. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Listen down on you, no man has fallen. Under pressure, the winds are feeling down. Streets are fairly in tune. But sleep on the streets.
Bottom of the fourth inning, back at Trustmark Park. Jacob Blake with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Thanks so much for spending your Wednesday night with us. Shuckers lead it 4-2. 3 runs last inning. Lefty Tyler Tolvey leads it off against the righty Christian Mejias. Mejias delivers home. Punch foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch misses away. Count evens, 1 ball and 1 strike. Tolvey came around to score in the second. That's when the Braves scored both of their runs. Mejias delivers. Wave and a miss. Two-seam fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Tolby calls time and steps out. Tolby was a late addition to the lineup for Javier Valdez, who was originally slated to be behind the plate tonight. The pitch out. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 94. Fifth strikeout tonight for Mejias. And he struck out three straight. Brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell.
Now out of the grave, number 24, Cade Bunnell.
Mejias delivers. Called strike one on the outside corner. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The 0-1 delivery. Hammer deep to right. Rodriguez goes back towards the warning track, towards the wall, looks up, and it's a homer. Dave Bunnell smashes his sixth homer of the year, and it's 4-3. Tucker's lead is down to one.
A big fly for Dave Bunnell.
Crosses home, 107 off the bat, 386 feet. Sixth home run, drives in his 25th run of the year. Brings up the righty, Bo Phillip. Mejias takes a deep breath, now delivers. Punches it down the right field line, tails foul. And the count goes to 0-1. That was the fourth extra base hit allowed by Mejias today, and he's only allowed four hits. Three doubles, a homer, and two walks. It's been a power-heavy series between these two teams. 0-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count evens, 1-1. Since the Shuckers entered the month of June, they've combined for 14 runs per game. 0-1 delivery. Misses up high. Count evens, 1-1. Check that, 2-1. Shuckers' opponents are scoring 8 runs per game. Shuckers are scoring around 6. Pitch home, wave and a miss. That's ball up and in. Count evens, 2-2. The 0-2 delivery. Misses up high. Check the count. 3-2. Scoreboard was giving Mejias the benefit of the doubt. Was 0-2 for a little while. Now it's got up. 3-2. The pitch home. Pops up. First base side. Foul territory. Cork's got a long way to go. Runs out of room. And it disappears into the Shuckers dugout. Count stays 3-2. By the way, in the Owa Park and Resort scoreboard update, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The Chattanooga Lookouts lead the Birmingham Barons 1-0. Loaded the bases in the bottom of the sixth inning. Smokies and Trash Pandas knotted at 1, bottom of the fifth. The 2-2 delivery. Pops it up behind home plate, fouls it off the screen. Count stays at 3-2. Top of the fifth inning, Montgomery's ahead 2-1 on Pensacola. Big series between these two teams. Shuckers right now battling with Montgomery. Pitch home. Hold, strike 3. Gets him down low at the knees. The sixth strikeout of the day.
Landon Stevens.
Brings up the righty, Landon Stevens. Two outs, nobody on. 4-3 Biloxi over the M Braves. Mejias delivers. Curveball misses up and in. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers enter today tied for second with Montgomery in the South Division. Both teams 6 games behind the Blue Wahoos. 1-0 delivery. Misses up and in. Count goes to 2-0. The righty delivers. Misses inside. Count goes to 3-0. It's the first 3-0 count he's gotten to. Pitch count starting to get up there. Next pitch is about to be his 74th. The pitch home. Fastball. Called strike one in the outside corner. Stevens last time up, an RBI double down the left field line. Pitch home, foul back. Count goes full, 3-2. Mejias delivers home. Wave and a miss. He's retired his last 5 outs on strikes. And he's up to 7 strikeouts on the night. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 4. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Fifth inning in Pearl. Davis Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Colin Ron Helm back out to the mound for his fifth inning of work and faces Jackson Churio. First pitch of the right-handed bat. Misses inside and the count goes to 1-0. Churio's 0-2 today. Pitch to him. Rounds it back up the middle. Luquan Ells at second. Grabs it. Fires to first. And Churio's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty Jefferson Kara. Shuckers lead it 4-3 over the Emeralds. Top of the fifth inning. Kara's 1-2 today with a fluke double down the left field line. Von Hell delivers. Wave and a miss. A healthy cut and a changeup. And the count goes to 0-1. Ron Hell picks up the light and delivers home. Caro rolls it back up the middle. In and out of Ron Hell's glove. Caro thought he caught it. Now sprints to first. The throw to first from Waddell's in time. And Caro's retired. Ron Hell acted like he caught the ball. But instead it goes as a 1-4-3 ground out. Two away, and it brings up the righty, West Cork. This has been a weird one between the Shuckers and the Embrace. First pitch, the right-handed bat. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have 3 blue doubles today. They've scored 4 runs. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Couple weird plays in this one tonight. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. And goes to 2-1. Clark's 0-for-1 today with a walk and a strikeout. There's a very unhappy baby somewhere in the crowd. The 2-1 delivery. Tips it in the Tolvi's glove. Count evens up 2-2. The pitch home. Curveball. Clark swings over the top of it. That ends the inning. Strikes out for the second time today. And it's a quick 1-2-3 inning from Alan Ron Hell. We're halfway through in Pearl. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Back after this, Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Mejia's back to the hill for Biloxi. He's into his fifth inning of work. Faces Conley, Dean, and Waddell at the top of the order. Shuckers lead it 4-3. First pitch of the bottom of the half of the inning is a called strike one. Cutter at 87. Conley, switch hitter in from the left side. 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. The 0-1 delivery. Punches it foul. Off the overhang, back into play. Lands about halfway to the mound. The count goes 0-2. It's a big overhang that hangs above the suite level here at Trustmark Park. And he banged it off the edge of it. Back into play. Count at no balls and two strikes. Mejia already has 7 strikeouts tonight. Delivers home. Misses low. Count goes to 1-2. His season high in strikeouts is 9. That was 2 starts ago against Montgomery. Set a career high with 85 pitches. The 1-2 delivery. Punches it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Shuckers lead it 4-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nobody on for the M Braves. The pitch home. Misses up and away. Tries to spin a curveball in. Stays up. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Misses up high and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Conley steps back in. Mejias delivers. Misses inside. Backs him off the outside corner. Through to walk allowed tonight by Mejias. Puts Conley on. He's up the right to Justin Dean. Nobody's getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Mejias might be stretched out to his full length. He's never gone past 85 pitches in a start. Looks like that will be the case today. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Good curveball. It goes 2-1. That was his 84th pitch of the night. He's thrown 85 pitches in a start twice in his life. Both of them have come this year. Check back to first. Conley's back in time. TJ Shook's now up in the bullpen getting warm for Biloxi. Alongside him, hops up Nick Bennett. Shook sits down. Went up for a moment, but Nick Bennett's tossing hard in the bullpen. The 0-1 delivery. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Zamora flips it to second for one. Murray, the return to first, high and wide. Off the railing of the dugout, deflects to Clark. Dean reaches on a fielder's choice. If you're going to miss it and sail the throw wide, not getting it into the dugout, hitting the railing to where it bounces back to your first baseman might be the best way to do it.
Now that is ready for 48. Luke Waddell.
So Justin Dean reaches, one away, brings up the lefty Luke Waddell. Hear it over the press box announcement that Nick Bennett's getting warm in the pen, left-handed arm for Biloxi. Mejias delivers. Herb ball misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. Waddell's 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. The pitch. Fouls it back. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers lead it 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mejias delivers. Hammered out to center. Churio retreats back towards the warning track in center, makes the catch. And Waddell's retired for the second out. Takes a lot to get it out of this ballpark, especially out to center. That went off the bat 99 miles an hour. It's 360 feet and drops about 40 feet short of that wall in center. Left-hand hitting Jesse Franklin steps in. Shuckers lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mejias delivers. Runner off to second. Swing and a miss. Throw to second. A good one. The tag in time, and it ends the inning. For the second day in a row, Jefferson Caro cuts down a runner, and this time it's Justin Dean to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Right to the sixth. Shuckers lead by one. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Welcome back to Pearl. David Quick back with you. Before we start off the inning, time to take 10 seconds for station ID.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
David Blake back with you. Shuckers lead it 4-3. We're on the top of the sixth inning. Pitch home. Valerio swings and misses. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers got three of the four runs in the fourth inning. The righty outlander Ron Hell delivers home. Bunt shown, pulled back. Called strike two. Felix Valerio starts off the inning after Ron Hell retired the Shuckers in order an inning ago. First 1-2-3 inning of his day. The pitch home. Valerio pops it up foul. And the count stays at 0-2. Jose Montilla is getting warm in the Braves bullpen. Ron Hell's into the sixth inning. That throw is 84th pitch of the night. The 0-2 delivery. Valerio pops it out towards center. Stays on the infield. Luke Waddell, the second baseman, a step onto the outfield grass, makes the catch. Valerio is retired. Brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. Brings up Tristan Lutz. The pitch home. Fastball. Called strike one. Lutz is 0-2 today with two strikeouts. The pitch. Fastball misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Ron Hell sets. Now kicks and fires. Lutz fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. Ron Hell's 1-2 delivery. Curveball called strike three on the inside corner. Third time today he struck out Lutz in the curveball. Second time looking. Brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers lead it 4-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Ron Hell delivers. Zamora takes a curveball off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Zamora doubled last time up. In his first game since pitch home, misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. In his first game back in the lineup since colliding, and a real nasty collision with Isaac Collins last week, 2-0 delivery. Pitch called to strike, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch home, wave and a miss, goes fishing on a curveball low. Count evens 2-2. Count it, 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 away. The pitch home, curveball, waits on it, smacks it foul towards the Braves dugout. Count stays at 2-2. The pitch, wave and a miss. Pitch off the outside corner. Swings through it, And it ends the inning. Eight straight retired by Allman Ron Hell. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through five and a half. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Lead it 4-3. And for the first time in his professional career, Christian Mejias is about to go past the 90 pitch mark. The righty starts off with the lefty Jesse Franklin. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Mejias right now sitting at 89 pitches. For the sixth inning for the third time this year. Delivers home to Franklin. Lifts it foul, top of the screen. For the first time in his career, Mejias is at the 90 pitch mark. Middle of the order due up. 4, 5, and 6 for the end Braves. Down 4-3. Mejias delivers. Wave and a miss on a curveball. Out goes 2-2. Mejias has had the strikeout stuff working today. 7 strikeouts. 2 away from his season high of 9. Set back 2 starts to go against Montgomery. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball misses away. Count goes to 1-2. Franklin's 1-for-2 today. Double on a strikeout. The 1-2 delivery. Fouls it back. Stays alive. Domingo Gonzalez now up in the bullpen for the M-Braves. Nick Bennett still going strong in the Shuckers bullpen. Might be a situation where you can see if Bennett can finish this thing out. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Shuckers have pretty much everyone available in the bullpen as far as the big arms are concerned. Luis Contreras and Abner Uribe both available. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball misses low. Checks his swing. Check the third base umpire. Stephen Hodkins says he doesn't go. And the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Mejias sets. Now delivers. Pops it up. Foul territory, third base side. Black ranges over. Makes the catch. First out of the inning. Brings up the lefty, Drew Ugbauer.
Now that's the Braves, number 17, Drew Ugbauer.
And that's the end of the line for Mejias. And it also brings out The Shuckers training staff, Tanner Boss, walks on out along with pitching coach Will Shearholz. Christian Mejias is pointing to something going on with the rumber here at Trustmark Park. The parts of the game, Shuckers bring in Nick Bennett. Mejias walks off the hill. A fantastic appearance, 5 1/3 innings. Keeps the M-Braves at bay. Nick Bennett in. We're back after this. Luxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh, no. There's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Nick Bennett on the hill for Biloxi.
Yeah, or this man would make me crazy.
His appearance.
Just turn around for one name.
Shuckers lead is 4-3. Nick Bennett out of the pen to replace Christian Mejias. Done after 5 1/3 innings. The pitch home. Lugbauer takes away. Count goes to 2-2. Lefty-lefty matchup. Lugbauer's 0-2. Struck out last time up. The 2-0 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Bennett makes his 13th appearance on the year. He's turned into a long reliever in the Shuckers bullpen. 29 innings this year. 3-0 delivery. Fouls it back. Count goes to 3-1. 4.34 the ERA. 12 walks and 30 strikeouts. Bennett's a guy with the reverse splits. Righties not doing so well against him. Pitch home, foul back and out of play. Count goes to 3-2. Right-handed hitters this year are hitting 183 against Bennett. Left-handed bats are hitting 358. The 3-2 delivery. Lugbauer waves and misses. Hand comes him on the inside corner. A big strikeout from Bennett. One away, that two away, and it brings up Tyler Tolby. Tolby's 0-1 today with a walk. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers lead it 4-3. The pitch home. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Final line for Christian Mejias. Goes 5 1/3 innings. Gives up 3 runs on 4 hits. 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Does it all while throwing 96 pitches. That's a new career high for Mejias. First time he's been past 85. The 2-0 delivery. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Bennett's a guy that works quick from the left side. Picks up his leg, delivers home. Fouls it off the front foot. Colby works the count to 3-1. Then it's a tall left-hander, 6'3", 202 pounds for the 26-year-old. Takes a deep breath. Now the 3-1 delivery. Slider called strike two on the outside corner. That's been Bennett's go-to pitch in a relief role. He switched this year between starting and relieving. The slider plays big out of the pen. The 3-2 delivery. Chopped on the ground, couple hops, first base side. Quark eats it up, taps the bag, ends the inning. Bennett retires the first two batters he faces out of the pen and completes a 1-2-3 inning. Here to the seventh, Shuckers lead it 4-3. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers leading 4-3. Alan Ron Hells done after six innings. Gives up four runs, three of them earned on six hits, two walks, seven strikeouts. And gives way to the righty Domingo Gonzalez. First task for him is the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. First pitch of the inning. Rodriguez takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Gonzalez makes his 17th appearance of the year. An ERA of 3.26 and 19 and a third innings. Walks have been the big issue for him. The pitch home. Rodriguez serves it in the air towards short center. Dean comes on and it drops down for a base hit. Rodriguez a hard turnaround first. Stays put though. And it's now a three-hit night for Rodriguez. Brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. He's 0-for-1 today with a sack fly. Brought home the fourth run of the day for Biloxi. Gonzalez sets. Now delivers. Murray takes strike one off the outside corner. The walk issues have been a big thing this year for Gonzalez. 16 walks in 19 and a third innings. He's also hit three batters. The 0-1 delivery. This is off the outside corner. Count evens, one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery. Misses away, gets by Tolvi, and Rodriguez gets a free pass to second. Goes as a wild pitch. Now runner in scoring position with nobody out. Shuckers lead it 4-3 in the seventh. Gonzalez was originally a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. Tolvi calls time and runs out. Back to Gonzalez. Topped out in Double-A with the Altoona Curve in the Eastern League. Then was selected by the Braves in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft back in 2021. The 2-1 delivery. Murray serves it down the right field line. Stevens over towards the line, runs out of room, and it hits off the top of the pole that holds the net up and splays into the crowd. think I've ever seen that happen before. The netting goes all around the ballpark here at Trustmark Park. And there's a pole at the very, very end of each side. Not the foul pole, but just a pole to hold up the net. And Murray dinged it off the top of it. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Runner on second. Gonzalez delivers. Murray gets handcuffed on the inside corner. And the ruling from home plate umpire Caleb Martin is that he fouls it into Tolby's mitt. Strikes out. Second time he struck out today. Brings up the left hand hitting. Tyler Black. Chuckers lead it 4-3. Black's 1-for-2 today with a single, walk, and a pop out. Gonzalez delivers. Black takes inside. Count goes to 1-0. Black made sure he took over the top spot in the record books for the longest on-base streak in Checkers history very early. Singled up the middle as the first batter of the game. The 1-0 delivery. Lifts it out towards left center. Jesse Franklin goes back towards the warning track. Rodriguez scampers back to second. Franklin the catch. Rodriguez tries to tag to third. The throw on one hop is not in time. Good heads-up base running from Rodriguez. Now two away, brings up the righty Jackson Churio. Churio's 0-for-3 tonight. Two flyouts to center and a ground out to second. Rodriguez off third. Checkers lead it 4-3 here in the seventh. Pitch home. Chopped on the ground to short. Conley gets it on two hops. Fires to first. Ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Time to stretch in Pearl. Chuckers lead it 4-3. Back after this, the Biloxi Chuckers Radio Network.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It off from the left side. Bottom of the seventh inning back at Trustmark Park. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Lefty-lefty matchup. The lefty Nick Bennett delivers home to the lefty Cade Bunnell. Chops it foul back towards the Shuckers dugout. Count goes 0-1. Shuckers lead it 4-3. It's been a little bit of a more pitching-minded game tonight than last night in the opener. 0-1 delivery. Chopped on the ground, right side of the infield. Couple of hops to Murray. Fires to first. And Bunnell's retired for the first out. Last night's game in the opener saw 17 runs, 25 combined hits. Tonight, only 7 combined runs in 11 combined hits. Manager Mike Guerrero comes out, gives Bennett a fist bump, and after Bennett gets through the run of lefties, the Shuckers go to the bullpen and bring in Zach Venero. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The righty Zach Venero in against the righty Bo Phillip. Nick Bennett comes in, retires 3 straight lefties. Venero delivers. Fastball called strike 1 on the inside corner. Bennett not quite becoming a Logie. Those are not a thing anymore, the left-handed one-out guys, but about as close as you can be. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses away, and the count evens. 1-1. He came in, faced 3 batters, all lefties, and then right-handed bats come up, take him out, throw in Venero. The 1-1 delivery. Handcuffs him on the inside corner, and waves around trying to get out of the way. Count goes to 1-2. Venero makes his 14th appearance of the year, 13 2/3 innings pitched with a 4.61 ERA, 11 walks, and 15 strikeouts. Last time out, though, a good appearance 3 days ago against Pensacola. Won a scoreless innings, worked around 2 walks. Count at 1-2. Phillip calls time. Count at 1-2. Venero stares in. Delivers home. Fastball misses low, and the count evens. 2-2. Venero, a sidewinding righty, one of the tallest guys in the Shuckers bullpen, stands in at 6'6". The 2-2 delivery. Broken back, ground ball, first base side, hops over the bag, foul. Count stays at 2-2. Phillip has to go get a new bat. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization and your visit today at visitowa.com. All the teams at the complex level have the day off today, which means all the full season affiliates in action. Bottom of the 4th inning in game 2 of a doubleheader. Carolina Mudcats trail the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by a 4-2 score. Fayetteville won the opener 3-1. Final in game 1, the only game between the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the West Michigan Whitecaps. A 9-4 Timber Rattlers win. 2-2 delivery. Fouls it back. Count stays at 2-2. The other doubleheader was the Nashville Sounds and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The Sounds and Jumbo Shrimp split the doubleheader. 11-4 Sounds in game one, and 4-1 Jumbo Shrimp in game two. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball inside, and it hits him. So after getting a two-strike count, Venaro loses him. And it brings up the righty Landon Stevens. Meanwhile, at the big league level, bottom seven, Brewers lead the Orioles 6-0. Landon Stevens comes up from the right side. 1-for-2 today with a double. It's been a big day, though, in the major leagues for former Southern League players. Joey Weimer's had himself a good night. The pitch home. Fastball called strike one. And Ellie De La Cruz, former Chattanooga Lookout, current Cincinnati Reds stud, lit up Great American Ballpark with his first career make big league homer. Big lead off first for Phillip. Venaro steps off, stares him back. Demolished one, almost into the Ohio River. Runs about 100 feet back of the stadium. The 0-1 delivery. Pops it up, foul on the first base side. Off the top of the overhang and drops down into the first row. Almost into a guy's lap. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. And there are nine kids who are hounding him for the ball. The one kid who politely comes over and asks is the one who gets it. Check back to first. Phillip ties back in. The 0-2 delivery. Chops it off his front foot, foul. And the count stays at 0-2. One out, runner on first. Shuckers lead it 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Venaro sets. Now the 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. Second out of the inning, and brings up Cal Connolly at the top of the order.
Now the Braves are four. Cal Connolly.
Time run at first for Mississippi. Switching in, Connolly steps in from the left side against the righty Venaro. Phillip takes his lead off first. Venaro fires. Fastball called strike one. The pitch home. Shoots it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Phillip dances off first. Venaro fires. Ground ball left side of the infield. Zamora grabs it at short, slings it to first, and that ends the inning. Great job by Venaro to work around the first batter he faces and hitting him. Gets two outs, sends us to the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Back after this, Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Comes the righty, Domingo Gonzalez, and in comes the righty, Daisbell Hernandez. Gonzalez done after an inning of work. Gives up one hit in the scoreless inning, no walks, one strikeout, and throws 10 pitches. Hernandez comes in for his fourth appearance of the year. He's thrown 3 2/3 scoreless innings, four strikeouts, no walks. First task, the righty, Jefferson Caro. First pitch, Caro rolls it third base side, foul, and the count goes 0-1. Caro doubled home a run in the first inning. Got the scoring started. Hernandez fires. Caro rolls it on the ground to short. Conley backhands it, takes a step, fires a bit high to first. Bunnell corrals it. Caro is retired for the first out. Wes Clark comes in. Right-handed bat. He's 0 for 2 today. Two strikeouts and a walk. Checkers lead it 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Pitch home. Clark, high bouncer to third. Phillip grabs it, fires to first. Two up, two down. Brings up the righty, Felix Valerio. Hernandez, originally from Sandino in Cuba, spent a couple of years playing in the Cuban National Series for joining the Braves system in 2018. The pitch home. Valerio takes low and the count goes to 1-0. 4-3 Shuckers, two outs, nobody on. Top of the eighth inning. Have a couple of their big arms ready to go for the final few innings. 1-0 delivery. Wave and tips it foul. Down evens, 1-1. Luis Contreras is up in the Shuckers' pen. Then you have to think, if all goes well, Abner Uribe on 2 days rest is more than okay for the ninth inning. Count at 1-1. Hernandez fires. Misses low and away. Count goes to 2-1. Delivers home. Valerio shoots it hard and foul. Out of play in the right field side. Count evens, 2-2. Valerio's 1-for-3 today. Digs back in. He's been on a torrid stretch. 2-2 delivery. Lifts it down the right field line. Stevens back on it. Reels it in. Ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Sends us to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's Justin Dean who leads it off in the two spot. Dean's 0 for 2 today with a walk. Luis Contreras is warming up in the pen. Pitch home. Fastball. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Nobody scored since the fourth inning. The pitch home. Checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike. Count goes to 2-1. After Dean comes the run of five straight left-handed hitters. Venaro delivers. Wave and a miss. Pitch up and in. Count evens 2-2. With Contreras up, he's been good against lefties this year. They're just 4-for-18 against him. Shuckers have done this last time around when it switched to the righties. They took out Bennett, put in Venaro. 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Handcuffs him with a fastball at 93 on the inside corner. And that brings out manager Mike Guerrero. Shuckers do the same thing they've done each of the last two innings. First batter retired. Bring in the guy from the pen. Luis Contreras, time to come into the ballgame. Zach Venaro departs. One out, nobody on. 4-3 Biloxi in the bottom of the eighth inning. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
The Shuckers make a mid-inning pitching change. This time, Zach Venaro departs and Luis Contreras comes in. Venaro departs after an inning of work. No runs, no hits, no walks, two strikeouts, throws 21 pitches. One out, bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-3 over the Braves. Contreras comes on to face what is a run of five straight lefties in this Braves order. Contreras delivers to one out. Curveball called strike one. Contreras this year makes his eighth appearance, 9 1/3 innings pitch, 3.86 ERA, 4 walks, 16 strikeouts. No one delivered. Pops him up. Foul territory, third base side. Black steps back into fair territory at third and makes the catch. Easy second out of the inning.
Now that's the great Jesse Bratton.
Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-3 over the Braves. The first pitch, curveball, called strike one. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top eight, Pensacola leads Montgomery 5-4. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Change up low, count goes to 0-2. Top nine, Smokies lead at 7-2 over Rocket City in Birmingham and Chattanooga. 9-2 in the 10th. Here, Biloxi leads at 4-3. Contreras trying to get out of the inning. His 0-2 pitch misses up and in. And the count goes to 1-2. Franklin takes the second. Now sets back in, rocking the Braves-colored red Adidas cleats. Contreras sets, rocking the Brewers' yellow cleats. Kicks and delivers. Misses low. Gets by Caro. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Contreras sets. Deep breath. The 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 91. And the Shuckers pitching staff continues to roll. Three straight 1-2-3 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the ninth. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I love my boots broken. Top nine, Shuckers lead it 4-3. Fourth hurler of the game sent to enter for the Braves. It's the lefty Alex Siegel who comes in for the righty Davel Hernandez. Throws a scoreless and perfect inning of work on 8 pitches. Righty Tristan Lutz leads it off. First pitch misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. Siegel, a left-handed arm, makes his 14th appearance of the year. 5.25 the ERA in 12 innings. 9 walks, 17 strikeouts. The pitch to Lutz chops it foul off his front foot. Count evens, 1-1. Abner Uribe's up in the bullpen for the Shuckers. A one-run game right now. 4 runs on 7 hits without an error for Biloxi. three runs, four hits, and an error for the Embraves. It's been a good pitching matchup, especially in the late stages. Embraves bullpen, Shuckers bullpen, both have been terrific. The 1-1 delivery. Tips it foul. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Let's take strike three on the outside corner. Strikes out for the fourth time today. Brings up the righty Freddy Zamora. Zamora's 1-for-3 today with an RBI double. Shuckers lead at 4-3. Nobody on, one away in the top of the ninth inning. The lefty Siegel comes set. Delivers to the righty Zamora. Slider called strike one on the inside corner. Uribe is likely the man to start the bottom of the ninth for Biloxi. Pitch home. Misses inside. And the count evens 1-1. Manager Mike Guerrero has made sure the pitchers who are good against righties are facing the run of righties in the Embraves lineup. The pitchers who are good against lefties are facing the chunk of five straight lefties in the middle of the order for the Embraves. The 1-1 delivery. Zamora lines it one hop into left center field for a base hit. Franklin picks it up. Zamora rounds first. He's got a multi-hit day. And now the ball gets away. Zamora to second. The throw's in time. The ball back to the infield got away from Luke Waddell. Cade Bunnell throws it to second. It goes 7-3-4 on the out. And now two away. Brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. It's a weird play. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch home. Rodriguez takes a slider away. Count goes to 1-0. Siegel's 1-0 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers lead it 4-3, top of the ninth inning. Siegel delivers. Rodriguez takes a slider, spirals out of the box, but it's a called strike one. He ducked out of the way like it was about to hit him. Curved back and hit the inside corner. Siegel delivers. Rodriguez takes the slider away. Count goes to 3-1. Rodriguez is 3-for-3 today. Pitch home. Lines it foul. Count goes full with 3-2. Comes off the top of the overhang again. It's the third ball that's nailed it tonight. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Siegel delivers. Line foul. The top stack of the dugout on the third base side. Count stays full. Zamora, on that last play, they just issued a scoring correction. 7-3-4. Left field to first to second to get him out. Another 3-2 pitch. Loops it in the left center. Franklin's over from left, makes the catch. And we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Shuckers lead it 4-3, trying to close out a one-run win. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. The ninth inning, Luis Contreras is out for Biloxi, and in comes the flamethrower Abner Uribe. He faces Drew Lugbauer, Tyler Tulvey, and Cade Bunnell. He tries to close out a one-run Shuckers win. They lead it 4-3. David Blake with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi's led it 4-3 since the end of the fourth inning. It's Drew Lugbauer, the biggest power threat in the entirety of the Southern League, against Abner Uribe. Uribe's notched 5 saves this year, 13 innings pitched, a 1.38 ERA, 9 walks, and 24 strikeouts. First pitch, wave and a miss. Curveball at 89, and the count goes to 0-1. He's got 2 big pitches, fastball and a slider, and will occasionally throw in the curve. The 0-1 delivery. Broken bat, one hopper, by Zamora's glove and into center. Roku's bat on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, and Lugbauer gets on, brings up lefty Tyler Tulvey. Barrel part of the bat. Smashed in front of the first row of stands right next to the Shuckers on deck circle. Lugbauer's out of the game. Pinch runner comes in. It's Andrew Moritz. And Braves get some speed. Lugbauer ends the day. Sends his hit streak to 5 in a row. And goes 1-for-4. Brings up lefty Tyler Tulvey. Tying run on first, bottom of the ninth inning. Black comes in, first pitch, misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Uribe's strength has not been retiring the first batter he faces. It's been retiring everyone else after the fact. The 1-0 delivery, wave and a miss. Fastball at 99. Count evens, 1-1. Tolvi's 0-for-2 tonight with a walk and a strikeout. Uribe delivers. Lifted foul, out of play in the third base side. That one at 98. Count goes to 1-2. Uribe sets. Now delivers. Slider misses away. Count evens, 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Gets him at 99 at the top of the zone. First out of the inning brings up Cade Bunnell.
Now back to the Braves. Number 24, Cade Bunnell.
The pinch runner Moritz is at first. Shuckers lead it 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bunnell's got some power today. two for three. Both hits went for extra bases. A double and a homer. Uribe delivers. Wave and a miss. Can't catch up to 98. Count goes 0-1. Check back to first. Moritz back in time. We saw last night's game end on a caught stealing. Felix Valerio was thrown out. Andrew Moritz gets a good lead off first. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. That one at 99. Bunnell's just wildly swinging at it. It's hard to think about anything else than to start your swing as early as possible when you have upwards of 100 coming at you. The 0-2 delivery. Called strike three on the inside corner. A fastball at 99. Two away, and it brings up Bo Phillip.
Now that is the Braves. Number nine.
Tying run still stands at first.
Phillip
stands in. 0 for 2 today. He's been hit by a pitch. Stands in from the right side. The pitch home. Fastball. Misses up high at 100. Count goes to 1-0. Moritz off first. Uribe sets. Now the pitch. Ground ball chopped to short. Zamora grabs it. Feeds second. That ends it. The Shuckers hang on for a 4-3 win thanks to a dominant appearance from the bullpen. Uribe, Contreras, Venaro, and Bennett combined to not allow a run from the fifth inning on and only allow one hit in the ninth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. The Shuckers improved to 27-26 on the year, while the Braves fall to 25-27. We'll take a break. When we come back, time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers get back in the win column and inch a game ahead of Montgomery in the Southern League South Division standings. We'll wrap it all up next on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing, during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
behind a perfectly managed game from Mike Guerrero and a great performance from the Shuckers bullpen. The Biloxi Shuckers hang on for a 4-3 win over the Mississippi Braves as the two teams split the first two games of this six-game set, and the Shuckers sneak back above 500 at 27-26, and Braves fall to 25-27. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Shuckers win it 4-3, four runs, eight hits, and no errors. The Braves, three runs on five hits with one error. Christian Mejias gets the win, improved to 3-3 on the year. Alan Ranjel's tackle with the loss falls to 1-6. And Abner Uribe picks up his sixth save of the year after two strikeouts in a scoreless bottom of the ninth inning. Let's get through tonight's scoring summary. It started early, and it started with a lot of history in the first inning. Tyler Black singled up the middle as the first batter of the game, and with this single, extended his on-base streak to 28 games in a row, which breaks Cooper Hummel's record of 27 for the longest on-base streak in Biloxi Shuckers history. Two batters later, Jefferson Caro drove him in with an RBI double that blooped down the line in left, which would become a common theme for Biloxi. They ended up with three different blooped doubles, two by Carlos Rodriguez. In the bottom half of the second, and Braves took the lead 2-1. A wild pitch brought home Tyler Tolby, and a double from Landon Stevens brought home Kate Bunnell and put the Braves up 2-1. In the fourth, the Shuckers scored three runs in the inning. At first, it was an RBI double from Freddie Zamora that scored Felix Valerio. Zamora would later reach third and come home on a pass ball. Carlos Rodriguez with a double pushed the third on that pass ball and was brought home on a sacrifice fly from Ethan Bray. Then in the bottom half of the fourth inning, it was a solo shot from Kate Bunnell, 386 feet to right, that brought the game back to 4-3. But from there, the Shuckers held it down. Nick Bennett, Zach Bernardo, Luis Contreras, and Abner Uribe all out of the Biloxi bullpen combined for 3 2/3 innings. They give up one hit, strikeout six, no walks, no runs. The big one, one hit allowed. Shuckers win it by a 4-3 final. The attendance, 2,157 here at Trustmark Park in a game that takes 2 hours and 29 minutes. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Omaha Parks and Resort scoreboard update. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers win it 4-3 over the Mississippi Braves, and the Shuckers improve to 27-26 on the year. The M-Braves fall to 25-27. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. A big game right now going on at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The Montgomery Biscuits have staged a massive comeback. 6 of the last 8 runs in the game have been scored by the Biscuits, and they lead Pensacola 8-5 in the top of the ninth inning. A Montgomery win would mean the Shuckers would only be 5 games behind the Blue Wahoos, still tied with the Biscuits, but the Shuckers would be 5 back as we head into the final 16 games of the first half of the season. Bottom of the ninth inning, Tennessee Smokies up 11-2 on the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Smokies looking ahead towards their 30th win of the year. Final in 10 innings, the Chattanooga Lookouts walking off against the Birmingham Barons by the 3-2 final. Chattanooga at 28-24, the Barons at 18-35. Time to wrap everything up on the affiliate side of things. As always, brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Finals from AAA in a doubleheader. It's a split between the Nashville Sounds and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Jumbo Shrimp take game 1, 4-1. Sounds take game 2, 11-4. Nashville now at 30-29 on the season. Finals from single A, Mudcats and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers playing a doubleheader. In game 1, it's a 3-1 win for Fayetteville. In game 2, the Woodpeckers win it 5-2 against Carolina. Mudcats now at 30-21 on the season. In single A, the Timber Rattlers get their 20th win of the year, a 9-4 win over the West Michigan Whitecaps. The Timber Rattlers now at 9-4. 9-4 win. The Timber Rattlers now at 20-32 on the year. Final at the big league level, the Brewers win it 10-2 over the Baltimore Orioles. The Crew now at 34-28 on the year, a game and a half ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates for first place in the National League Central. In Pearl, the Shuckers win it 4-3 over the M-Braves. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the M-Braves. 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error in a game that takes 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of 2,157. Shuckers back at it tomorrow night with their young stud, Carlos Rodriguez, on the hill. 2-2 with a 3.72 ERA against the former big leaguer and right-hander, Scott Blewett. 2-2 with a 4.38 ERA. First pitch time scheduled for 6:35. We'll join you at 6:20 on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Until then, have a great night. From all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, thanks so much for tuning in throughout the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Shuckers will look to take 2 of the first 3 in the series. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. All news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.